the audio files aren't so huge.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
What are you recording onto?
It's recording into internal memory. And then I just plug the whole thing into the computer, download it, and run a little software to convert it from one audio format to another so that I can post it on a website and you can listen to it while reading the transcription that my friend is doing. So it's a great way, you know, I know I've advocated before, but, you know, when you want to tell your story, rather than, you know, if you don't feel like writing it out, just talk it out.
If you've got somebody to type it.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people in the world that will do that. But even if not, at least you've got it recorded in some fashion, and it can always be transcribed later.
I did a lot of that before, but the medium has changed so that they can't be played anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The computer tiny little discs, tape.
Right,
stuff
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Now you just have to record those into one of the... Actually, I have a friend in Albuquerque who had been saving on her phone for 2 or 3 years some messages that her mom had left her before she passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. Saying, you know, I'm really proud of you, and I've never really been very good at expressing it, but... Anyway, so she's always saving these recordings, and so I was visiting, and I just held this thing up to the phone. She played them back, and we listened to this recording of it, and she said, yeah, that's good. Now I can erase the phone. Or not.
Hmm. Accidentally erased a good one from Stephanie.
Hmm.
But
yeah.
Can't keep everything.
That's right. Where would you put it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little noisy door.
Hopefully not somebody
upstairs.
Falling from the roof.
Yeah.
Onto the terrace.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause.